Everybody, well, it's another Friday night, and this is BBS Radio Station 2. And the date today is February the 13th, and we're in the year of 2015. So, let's do a clearing for people. If you've had a situation, condition throughout the week here happening to you, or one just happened today. So here we go. Think of that incident, situation that may be bothering you. Got your buttons pushed, hair ruffled or something. So here we go. Think of that situation. I'm going to release that one particular situation from you. So here we go. Count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And if you have another one, maybe earlier in the week, we'll think of that too. So here we go, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's bring up the light beam. So first bring up the light beam that would be male, and we'll bring in the three males here. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next will be the non-gender. So one, two, three, four, five. And the next one will be the females. And here they come. Actually, one female. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. And tomorrow starts our four-hour conference call and also body water charging here. Then we have our body rejuvenation on Sundays, and these are the start of our 3 8-hour calls with consecutive Sundays happening. So we'll turn it over to you, Cindy. Are you out there?
I am here. Welcome, everyone, to Creation Lightship Paranormal Friday, and today's date is February 13, 2015. And before we go further on, usually somebody requests a date to be cleared.
Okay, so we can do that. So we'll clear the two.
Okay.
We're in February, so releasing the energy off of these two. Here we go. Remember, the word February being a month could be a keyword, and the aliens can control you with a keyword. So when you're in February, that's their keyword to connect to you. Here we go. One, releasing the energy from February. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll clear the two. It'll be a different key number. We'll say key number, keyword, depending. It could be TW also besides the number two. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, releasing that. And now we'll do the day, which is the 13th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do the year, 2015. Those numbers, so releasing the energy from those. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, we'll start our show here. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron, for doing that for us. And you just mentioned about the February monthly intensive starting tomorrow. And I wanted to mention, if anyone out there has not received a flyer regarding the event, then please go on to creationlightship.com, where Ron has clearings and event information. And there's on the right side of the website is a subscription option to put in your email so that you'll receive future newsletters. And that February newsletter went out, I think it was around maybe the 2nd of February again. And it is actually posted now on the CLS Chat Connections under the events all. So if you happen to be on there, you can just hover over events and you'll see the events all tab. And you'll see the flyer below all the events. It's a beautiful blue flyer. You'll see a lot of great information there and some of the specials that Ron has for us. So that is great that we're starting now for the rejuvenations. Let's see here. We do have lots of emails of because you were away attending an expo, Conscious Life Expo, which I understand was from some of the participants. It was very good. And we look forward to hearing more information regarding the expo if you attended. And that way people will know moving forward what happens at an expo. And Ron, since I'm bringing that up, is there a highlight that you'd like to share with everyone regarding the expo?
Yeah, I guess the highlight would be the, you know, doing the clone releases from people, making them human. So that was,
wow.
It was pretty nice. It's actually very nice to have humans in the room. So if anybody listening was at the lectures or workshop, I actually had four speaking events. So if, I think I did them on all four. So anyway, if you were there, maybe you can comment if you still feel human or not. That'd be interesting. Normally, you know, it just starts to drift away a little bit after about a week as people put you into their timelines, but maybe you're holding great. The main thing that the one event was I had a flower, and I energized the flower. Boy, that was beautiful. Wow. I had one little flower that was brought in a vase and energized it, and it's kind of like perked up. Boy, it was beautiful. So anyway, that's about what I'd comment on that. The people were nice, too, but that flower, having it right in front of me and feeling the glow of it, and it was so happy getting a human, you know, not human, but becoming real. It was just incredible. That was only a couple feet from me. So anyway,
wow.
And it's something to talk to people when they're real versus being all cloned out. But all I can say is from my experience talking with people, when you see them, and I'm at like, you know, doing a conference, and all of a sudden you're talking to people, and you look at them, and it's like the movie set, you know? And then all of a sudden they become alive, and they do become three-dimensional, just like when we charge up the pictures that we sell. And all of a sudden the people are three-dimensional, and they have warmth in their body. All of a sudden the room gets warmer, and you can see them. And they look different. You know, they look completely different. Oh, anyway, that was quite nice this time. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Ron. I know there are many things that happened, so it was nice to hear a couple highlights. And you mentioned that some of the presentations were videotaped, and we'll be getting those on YouTube. Is that true?
Yes, that is true, yes. Uh-huh. I figure probably within maybe, I'll see what happens. I might get one of them up within maybe a week here. We'll see. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So, back to you.
Okay. On the CLS chat connections, we already have the link to Ron's YouTube, so be sure and check that out, and it'll just be updated automatically because it goes right into YouTube for us. All right, well, as I mentioned, we do have several emails. Tonight is Paranormal Friday, so we're going to dip into a few of those emails that would fit that description. And the first one is regarding clones. And I'll probably paraphrase just a little bit. This person happens to live on an island with 300 people that stay during the winter. And she has watched many of them become clones, including her own son. And she says the area is isolated, and so she pretty much has just had to accept what was happening, that the people lost all their original energy, and she doesn't even know who they are. and she would try to question them in order to hear them speak and see if that would resonate who they were or, you know, bring them back in. So, let's see. She says that she has to get face-to-face with her son to know who he is because there's another clone that looks like him and talks like him, stands and moves like him. And he's noticed that they interact by playing games with each other. And if you want to do something with one of them, you have to start acting like them in order to get through to them. And she just realized on that particular day, February 2nd, that how difficult it has been for her to know who is who, and she was thinking that her eyesight had disappeared, probably from looking at the dual people, I guess. She confirms that there's nothing the matter with her vision, that it really is happening, the clones are happening, and she said there are very few humans there on the island. So, Ron, I just find it fascinating that that's an isolated group of 300, and she's seen so many churn over. Is that common? People that are in a common area, that they would all be affected?
Well, like on my events that I had, the lectures and workshops and stuff, yeah, the people were all cloned out. So, in fact, I don't think I actually, except for some of the CLS people that came by that had a glow to them, everyone else was cloned. So I would say that the whole expo was cloned out. I would say that'd be probably pretty common. I'd only a few people, a handful of people. I count them on your hand, on one hand, you know. So I would say, yeah, that is typical right now. So, you know, when you watch people, if you just sit down like at a shopping mall or something, just keep watching them. They're all going to be the same, you know, signature, the same signature of resonance, you know. And one that will stand out will be real. So look for, you know, something that's, that kind of catches your eye where they actually look real. Other than that, they're going to be all cloned. So, yes, I would say to find a cloned human, I mean, to find a human that's really human is going to be quite difficult. You will find cloned humans, and then you will find clones. You're going to find probably more of the clones than you do the cloned humans. And maybe you might find a real human when they're here for the 3 hours, which would be kind of hard, I would think, because I didn't see anybody that I didn't know walking around that had their three-hour time of the month where they're actually connected to themselves and they came in here as being real. So that's how I would put it there. So you're looking for that little window of time when a person is real, and you probably won't find it. Find a person walking where they glow. Anyway, yeah, that is definitely where we're living now. And we got the special snow that came down. We got a link if you wish to go to that, where the snow is, kind of looks like you could take it and fold it up, you know, and like it's material, and it looks white, and it just falls off in a, you know. Anyway, you have to look at the pictures of it, and that's what we've been talking about, is the fake snow. It's kind of weird looking, but it's here. So, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Well, you just mentioned about the link regarding the new snow, and that's on the CLS chat connections, and you'll see a tab that says pictures overview, and it's the picture video plus, and that actually has a list by topic, and if you go down to the left, just go to snow and you'll see the link there. There's other topics too that you can check out. after the show. So, yes, that snow is very interesting. And makes me wonder what else is being replaced or faked. And that segues right into another email we received regarding mind programs and holograms. And this longtime listener found out their research scientists that have been able to plant false memories into the minds of rodents. And this led his spirit to tell him false memories could be holograms and that alien mind control is planting false memories into people, creating a hologram. And he mentions the false memory is also an implant, so that it can be used to take a person out into a timeline and believe that something that you did was your fault, and it ties into the law of attraction becoming dangerous. And so he also mentions there are agencies that use these types of planting false memory tactics. And let's see, that just seems very, very shocking that it's posted. And so if they're able to plant false memories into rodents, then other animals probably could have that too. Ron, how often do you feel this happens?
Boy, I don't know. If you dream a lot, or you know, or you have visions, daydreaming or something like that, then that could be what that is also, you know.
Would that be alien implant then, rather than
a research scientist? You know, we're looking at if it's done on this planet here by agencies, or is it coming from the Beyondo? And the Beyondo could be also with these agencies doing stuff like this. It'd be interesting if one of the fast food companies got a hold of this unique program, right? So we'll just say you're driving your car and you get, we'll just say a block away, just using like Burger King or Wendy's or something, right? You're a block away, and all of a sudden they're transmitting, you know, buy this hamburger or something, right? And all of a sudden you start driving and you go, oh man, I think I want a hamburger. And then all of a sudden the name of that establishment pops up next, right? So first you get this big picture of this big juicy hamburger, you know, and then you get the name of the company and you go, wow, there it is right there. This must be divine intervention. Man, I got this. And then they make it so that you're now saliving. You got saliva coming out, you know. And you go, wow, this must be really something. I must be really, really hungry, you know. And well, that could all be happening, you know. So look for that in the future. Might even be an experiment going on now, you know.
Right.
Instead of Alien Cafe, it'll be the, Alien Burger House, you know, where they're playing with your energies to see if they can draw you in. And they're fishing for you and see if you get the hook or not. So, back to you.
I'm feeling just a little bit queasy. Is there a clearing that you could do for us right now?
Yeah, here we go. So releasing the energy in case you're thinking of something like that, or maybe it happened to you. Weren't hungry, and all of a sudden you got told to go to someplace, got drawn into it, you know? Kind of like a vortex, and you ended up buying something and ate it, and now you're wondering why, or you weren't even hungry, and wondering what happened to you. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, I guess next email, I guess, or question, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron, for doing that for us. Well, we have a question regarding orbs, and I just wonder if orbs would be like a tool or a method of implanting.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Whatever's out there, it is a consciousness. And so I don't see why they could not be used, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, too. Something
wow.
to connect to you, bring you information.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all that stuff could be possible. You know, I don't know if we have any movies out that depict something like that with mind control messages coming from the beyond or that, you know, there. If somebody knows of a movie, I wouldn't mind watching it. If they have seen something that's being transmitted to people, making them do something, I'm sure there's some kind of zombie movie like that, but maybe there's something else that gets keyed. I know the old, there was an old movie, The Time Machine, I think. I can't recall when it was made, probably in the 50s or 60s, and person made this time machine and went to this place and met this lady, and then this kind of like sound went off, kind of like an air raid siren or something. I haven't seen it for like 20 years, but the people all of a sudden got up, kind of mesmerized, and went walking to this big door where they became slaves and eaten by the aliens. So, you know, that could be something like that, too. So they are given a clue for that. But anyway, there might be another movie out that might be a little more exciting to watch. But then maybe not. Anyway, back to you, Cindy.
Yeah, living on the edge. Wow. Well, we have the tools. The rest that are listening to your BBS shows, Ron, or archives from other radio shows, at least we have the tools, and we're able to go on creationlightship.com and run the sample healings that you've created for us and research some of the recommended healings and even search by topic if we feel like something is bothering us. And you mentioned that on Wednesday night, if we're drawn to something, then probably should take care of it by doing the healing or clearing for it. I'm wondering if you would do an orb clearing for us, Ron.
Okay, here we go. Clearing some orbs. If you feel your skin change a little bit.
Ooh.
One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, okay? So, back to you.
Wow, it'll be interesting for feedback. Anyone out there, if you felt something, please send us feedback regarding that. And thank you, Ron, for doing that. And while you were doing the clearing, we received a fast chat message or question asking if, regarding the memory implant, is it possible that that could have happened to a prominent news person? I'm not sure I should mention the name.
Probably not. I don't know who that would be, but... I don't know. The I know there's stuff on YouTube that looks pretty strange to some of the newscasters as they became either cloned out or had a different, maybe a shapeshifter in them. A lot of them look kind of reptilian after they start going through the process of changing from human into a shapeshifter. So that's on YouTube. There's a lot of weird things happening. Without knowing the person's name and even checking into it, you know, there's no need to do that. Yeah, things do happen here. That's strange. And
mm-hmm.
you really don't know who you're talking to. You can always ask somebody if they can show you the inside of their mouth. I've heard of one person who knew a person, and they had a whole bunch of different teeth, like shark teeth, but the other ones, and I guess they had a shapeshift to actually show what they look like, you know, because they had regular teeth first. But this person was a true alien in a body, and they did have many, many teeth inside of their mouth when they shapeshifted into their real form just to show a person what it was like. So back to you.
Wow. That's very interesting. Well, we do have a comment here, and this might actually be from a previous question, but the comment is, aren't we all time travelers, willing and unwilling?
That's a good comment. Yeah, I would say that would be correct, because we may be unwilling to go to timelines, but we are forced or abducted onto them. So yes, we are typically unwilling. And, you know, there are people that came here from the future to try to stop what's happening with the alien invasions. So they came willingly, but maybe they can't get out of here, you know. So that's another problem and actually story on its own is what people who are trapped here attempted to come in to help the earth here and the people on it, and they get stuck here. So that is one of those sad situations. And there could be a lot of you listening that you kind of feel that way. Yeah, I came here and, geez, I can't get out. You know, my actual consciousness that I really know about, my true spirit identity, I know this isn't right, but what can I do about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everybody probably is a trapped time traveler here now. As you're dealing with time, you're in a whole different agenda. You're dealing with time versus dealing with the now. So when you come from the now into time, it's a whole different ball game, and you lose your spiritual identity normally of what you could have done, you know, by being free. So you come from being free, and then all of a sudden you're now in a prison planet, scratching your head, how come you came here? Back to you.
Mm-hmm. And how did we get there? Okay. Well, thanks for that explanation, Ron. And speaking of time traveling, we have another paranormal excerpt from a longtime listener, and starts out, confirmed found how alien mantids abducting and creating timelines. There's a video, and it's actually on the CLS Connection site. You can check that out under the same site that Snow's on, or the same area. And this is under aliens, and it says that the mantid reptilian coalition abducts and computer controls coordinating abduction timelines. Holy moly, they're high tech. Huh. Slowing time for the other person in the room and snatching the target out of the same room while the observer is unaware. And the video starts from the point where he's talking about how he gets away with it, or how they get away with it, and it's about a 20-minute video, I guess. The objective is to make hybrids to repopulate Earth after the humans are almost gone from optional disasters, and that's if we do not make the spiritual grade of wanting to evolve. That was the perception of the person. Ron, I never even thought that they could be high-tech. But I suppose if they're here on Earth, they're using whatever tools that are here now.
Well, the high tech kind of getting into low tech here. You know, just know that you're being turned off and on and off and on. You know, 101010, and you don't realize when you're not here. So when you're not here, how long is that space when you're turned off? Okay, how long is that moment in time? And you don't know how long it is. It depends, you know, at the rate of what you're being scanned or being turned off and on. So if you don't understand what I'm saying, we all know about strobe lights, you know, and, you know, strobe lights kind of flash at a given rate. And if you move your hand in front of, a strobe light, you're going to see your hand appear and disappear. And if you move it slow, then you're going to see probably more of your hand. If you go fast, it'll go from one side to the other. So it all depends how fast, what frequency, the speed of which you're being turned off and on is, and also, you know, the rate of what somebody is viewing you at. And so basically you could be, you know, turned off in somebody's consciousness out there, some alien program. You could be turned off for 6 months. And you don't think you're turned off, but to them it's 6 months of our time, and they can do a lot of stuff to you in 6 months. Or we'll just say, to make it simpler, maybe 15 minutes. So, of course, they can snatch something out of your room, and you won't even know it, even if you're looking at it, because they can now put into you another program of a backstory that it wasn't there. Take it right out of your memory. And then they can also, like we're talking earlier, putting something into your memory. No? So all that is completely feasible, and you just need to stay aware and, you know, keep doing the mind a heart drop so you have a little more control over your life. Otherwise, you're kind of going to be lost. And that's what they're counting on, is people not understanding anything of what's happening to you, because most people aren't going to be real. And if you're not real, then they now are having you as clones. And the clones of you are going to be here, or you may turn into a complete clone. So that's the scary part. So we talk about this stuff all the time, and I use the word time, so don't know what else to use. Anyway, another key word there. But, you know, it's up to you to hold your spirit integrity and have that with your body, so your body doesn't turn into a replica of you on down the road. So you want to stay human. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have a couple of fast chat comments. One is in regard to the news person, and just went into a little bit more detail that this person had misremembered or lied about being in a helicopter in Iraq during the war. So now it's coming forth, he's coming forth saying it's not true. And I don't know the specifics regarding his backpedaling, but that's what we were talking about as far as implants, possible implants. So maybe now he's real. Is that a possibility, Ron, that
Or they downloaded him with new information. Now, so, you know, the movie of American Sniper, that movie talks volumes about what's happening. The first part that, you know, that could be identified in that movie is that, you know, the person went to war to, get rid of terrorists, we'll say, hypothetically, right? And so he's over there living his whole life for those amount of years and re-enlisting and stuff. And at the end, he comes back home. He's living in all those timelines of war, okay? And that's real here. Those are real timelines. He comes back here, and nobody cares. And it's like, wow, what happened, you know? I could have been killed many times, and I have killed people, you know, and people don't even know what's going on. You're still having your taking ice cream and dessert and stuff, having a great time here, and I have all this trauma in my body now from what I've seen, and nobody relates to them. Well, that's the probably the post-traumatic stress, you know. And
right.
So he's on a whole different timeline, living a whole different reality on planet Earth. And when he gets done, nobody cares. And it's like, well, what did I do with my life, you know? Shouldn't they be, you know, kissing my feet and stuff and seeing what a nice person I was? And, geez, I'll buy you, you know, $50 for your gas tank, you know, to fill your gas up. You've been a nice person doing this, saving us. No, it's a whole different timeline. That kind of relates to how people's lives are. You know, nobody knows, you know, what's going on in the next neighborhood, you know, even, you know, maybe 10 miles away from you. It's like a whole different life, a whole different experience, like a whole different earth. And so nobody really cares as long as, you know, what I found, as long as people have a place to live and it's okay, and maybe they have gas for the car so they can move around or they can do whatever, and they're eating, that's basically all people really want. So of course, it's very easy to take away your creative consciousness. You know, some people, they just, you know, live for their TV. They get off work and they watch TV, and you know, that's where they live. So as long as they can have that, they're fine. And so they're narrowing down, you know, their consciousness to just a few things. And that's why, you know, a lot of the soldiers and people who come back, the service people, probably, you know, especially the ones that get injured, you know, or maybe lost a leg or an arm or their face is dismembered or something, you know, how they could be very bitter when somebody looks at them and goes, oh, you don't look very good, you know. You know, what happened to you? And they go, well, I was in the war. They go, war? What war? You know, I'm not dealing with any war, you know. And so it's just, you know, how people use their consciousness and how much we're losing of it. That's the whole thing. You're losing everything by not being creative with your spirits. And they're putting you on these false timelines so that you're dreaming yourself into reality. They're controlling those dreams. And you think you're having all these experiences. So, you know, you're actually really using those holograms. It's kind of like some of the movies that you see now, the sci-fi movies, where they, you know, have you maybe show people, like, you know, on a spaceship, and they're flying, you know, from here to there, and they're out in the middle of nowhere, and they don't know, they don't have a home planet, but they kind of create, you know, a desert scene or, you know, beaches, etc., to show you what it used to be like, or they'll bring something forward that maybe everybody might like, and now that's your vacation. Go in there and you push a button, and all of a sudden you're viewing on a screen, and you may be even interacting with it. Oh, that's where we are. Don't lose this planet, everybody. Stay human. Back to you, Cindy.
Wow. So, thank you for sharing that information. And I was thinking about the PS, is it PSTD? I was thinking about that when we were talking about the timelines. And you mentioned that that's part of that. It's, I guess I'm going to view those shows in a different context now. So thank you for sharing that. And we do have a fast chat comment. Let's see here. It says, just wanted to comment that there are two shows on Netflix that really get into aliens. One is Ancient Aliens. It goes into detail about aliens visiting past civilizations. And the second is Unsealed Alien Files. And that goes into many of the governments that now have declassified UFO comments. So, Ron, we have talked about movies, shows, actually stemming from real occurrences, and we think about that with the declassified UFO documents being revealed.
I don't know what to say about that. Typically, I should say, oh, that's great, you know, wonderful, they're seeing things. Are they really telling you the truth? And are
right.
They, you know, are they just giving you a timeline? Google something about Russians and disclosure and stuff, and they're talking about things and saying, you know, at the very end of it, well, we can't really disclose the aliens, in a sense, because we lose religion here, you know. That would upset the apple cart. And I guess there's a general or somebody in the background, and they're saying how nice they are. So they have a script. And I would imagine that the Russians were told, maybe these people, not to say how bad they are and how they eat people, but to say how nice they are. And that they're very nice people, nice aliens. They help us. That's normally what I get at the expos, you know. And from there, but the guy, his eyeballs are like bugging out of his head. He's terrorizing. They bring that up as you look at his body language. And he's not agreeing with it. With it, but he's not speaking, you know. So you know, it's interesting, yeah. So I'm sure if there's anybody out there who's ever been in the military and they dealt with aliens somehow, one of the bases, and had one show up or a ship or something, and maybe they've seen all the negative things in the different areas out there. It's you know. They know what the truth is, and they don't want people to know that. Plus, we don't have the technology here on this planet to combat them. So, what I think, if that's the case, okay, let's just say that we got all these aliens out there, and why haven't they made contact? Well, it's probably because some of the alien races here don't want them to come in, okay? And you know, it's a pecking order, so... You know, what's the strongest alien race or races that have joined together to keep the other aliens from coming in also? And are they all going to give you good things? They're all in duality. And so they might be battling aliens that even could be worse than what's here already. You know? Or they could be battling some aliens that might be a little better. But better, you know, maybe they only want to eat a little bit of you and not the whole body at once, you know. And so they want to keep their status quo going on. So that's how I would look at it. So that's probably why they haven't come in here to show themselves. Because there's probably, you know, the pecking order of the aliens, they don't want to have that happen yet. We'll have to see how that unfolds here. But anyway, that's kind of my... My comments on it there. Well, you talked to a lot of the people and they, on the, you know, different members of panels, and they, when the aliens come up, you know, they all talk about oneness and everything else, and oh, like they can't wait. So I wonder what kind of mind control program they're running, you know, to try to convince people. So anyway, back to you.
Right. Well, we have a fast check, or actually, this is an email comment. By the way, clsquestions@yahoo.com is the email that you can, or the tool that you can send emails to. And you can also put a comment in the fast chat. Okay, so this email says, at least in the 70s, they showed the war. Nowadays, it's not shown or rarely talked about.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's I remember watching on TV every night. That'd be the first thing. I think it was Walter Cronkite on one of the networks or something. But, yeah, it always come up. It'd be maybe the 6 o'clock news or something. And all of a sudden, they would start it off, and how many Viet Cong, you know, were killed and how many losses, and showing the... bombings and things. Yeah, that was every night you saw that on TV. Every night. So, way. I don't know if you could even get those that old footage back then of that stuff. Maybe it's not on YouTube, but if you could see a few of those, you'd know what I'm talking about. You know, we may have a younger audience here who have no clue of what was on TV then, the news. But yeah, I'm, you know, this is a station that I was watching at that time, and I think that was it. I'm not sure, but anyway, it was always, you know, the first get-go on the program is, and they had it up on writing. You know, so many Americans killed and so many Viet Cong killed. Okay, and that was just always there, and it would always be much more Viet Cong killed over Americans. You know. We'll just say like maybe 2,000 Viet Cong, and maybe we lost like 30 people or something, you know. So anyway, that's what was on there. Then they would show war footage of dropping bombs and stuff and napalm and things. So anyway, I won't get into that. If you're older like I am and you remember seeing it, it kind of like is disgusting. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. We'll just get deep. That is so interesting in this day of extreme social media that all of a sudden certain things aren't being shown or talked about in large quantity. So, weird. Okay, well, we have another paranormal question here. Which was created first? This listener said that he had a theory that maybe the darkness created all those prehistoric creatures first, since they look so menacing, and that he was thinking that, Ron, you had said the darkness came to this planet first, and then the light showed up. Could that be evolution and creationism coexisted? And then there's actually a YouTube link for the top five weirdest prehistoric animals. So that'll be added to the CLS Chat Connections site, too.
Oh, well, the planet was created from light. And then people were brought here, you know, from aliens, because we all look different. And those aliens could have had, you know, more than likely they had a spirit in their bodies. So light was always here. Then the darkness came in to take the light. So the darkness invaded light. That's what happened here. And then, you know, because of maybe people not wanting to be in peace, then they consciously chose darkness. And with that came all the mind energies to judge the light. And so ever since that time, whenever that started, people always judge the light. That's why when I do the Mind a Heart Drop, nobody can think. It's interesting to watch new people, and they get that funny look on their face, and then they smile. And they finally caught on. And they caught on to the lies that they've been told after that, because they know that light doesn't communicate the way people are told that it does through channelers and practitioners and stuff. So, you know, they do finally understand a little bit. Hopefully that they can keep that understanding without the timelines coming in to take them out of it. Remember, you have to choose light. You have to consciously choose it. It's always with you, but if not, you're going to be going into the unconscious realm that you've been in before, which you know quite nicely, and you know how to work it instantly, because that's where they put you. So you always want to do the Mind a Heart Drop out loud, because you're not used to being in that system of light, and you need to work in this reality here in the now, in the physical, using your words to bring you into the physical. Back to you, Cindy.
Okay, thank you, Ron, for that reminder. And there are other reminders on the CLS Chat Connection site that Ron has shared with us, so including the Be Here Now. And Ron, it's about 9 minutes till. And we have one more email regarding the news that I'd like to fit in. So this is from the Fast Chat comments. And regards the war information, Ron, I thought we want to stay off the war timeline and stay off the news channels. Is that not the case?
Well, that would be the best thing to do, yes, uh-huh. But, I don't know, for myself, I need to watch that get that information for intel, so I need to know what's happening. But for a regular person, yeah, that can drive you right into a timeline of that. So that may not be beneficial for you. But, I can't really tell you what to do. For myself, I need to know about what's kind of going on to be able to help things out here, to see where the blocked energy is and what they're bringing in to us here. But yes, you know, you want to become peaceful, and if you know that seeing a war scene or something is going to make you not in peace and put you into the past on timelines, then by all means don't watch it, you know. But I'm sure that there's other keywords and things in other movies that could put you also into another alien-created timeline. So, but anyway, yeah, watching, the gory stuff may not be your cup of tea, and that's perfectly fine. So when I watch it, I don't freak out or anything. I just look at it. So back to you.
Great. And for those of us that may have a type of emotional, feeling from watching that, then we have the tools.
If you have an emotion with that, that's a great thing. Because now you know you got blocked energy and you want to get rid of it. So you want to get rid of what you're in fear of or what's pushing your buttons so that you can be in neutral. So for that, it would be a good thing, just like watching people, you know, at the shopping mall and seeing what you like or don't like about them. You should be in neutral with everything. That way you know that your body is not going to overreact to something and put you on timelines according to your own belief of right or wrong, which is duality. Like seeing somebody walking, you know, with maybe, a ring in their nose or, you know, wearing a lot of tattoos, or maybe they're wearing red tennis shoes, and you go, wow, that's really disgusting watching these red tennis shoes, you know. That doesn't look too good to me. Well, you got to get rid of the reason why you don't like red tennis shoes, you know, because that energy is blocked in you, and your body's doing you a favor to point it out. So get rid of that energy out of you, to do a clearing to get it out. You don't know where that's going. That's just the icing on the cake, maybe the top of the iceberg. It might go into many things. You know, maybe the red shoes that you see are an indication of you having your feet bleeding, and instead of having shoes on, maybe you have some cloth or some type of animal fur that you're using for shoes, and you hurt your feet. And you go, wow. You know, I wonder why, you know, my feet hurt when I walk once in a while. You know, I start walking on some rocks, and I just can't walk on rocks. Or I'm always twisting my ankle. Well, those red shoes are an indication that, wow, I finally caught on to what the problem is. I'm seeing blood, okay? And now you go, aha. So now you want to chase that down, and it could go in all different directions. So, you know, that would be a good sign for you if you didn't like to see red shoes. So, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, we have an email message that is regarding darkness in our mind. And she says, I remembered a time when there was less darkness. These days feel that they are filled with cloned energies and mind control, leaving the real humans sort of in a negative mindset about the whole thing. The kids are the beings with real heart energy, but even I feel myself drowned out. When will this darkness end? Where is the true love and peace in our lives? I sure miss it. So how do we create peace in our lives?
Stop thinking. Stop judging. And to do the mind a heart drop, as you haven't lost it. You just haven't brought it up. You haven't found it all the way yet. So, like I said, I can watch all those movies with the blood and gore and everything else in there. I have absolutely zero reaction to them. Okay? And that's because I don't resonate with those energies. But I do need to know what's happening so I can help other people here. And I can maybe look for some way to integrate what I'm seeing, maybe as possibly even a new clearing, which I hate to even bring up about having a new clearing, you know. But that's a possibility, you know. If for some reason we had, all of a sudden out of nowhere, all we had was this fake new snow, and the planet needed water desperately, well, and you needed water, maybe at that case, at that particular time, you know, if that were to be the case, we could put a clearing up, maybe on the website, possibly, you know, to help you with water. So your water would go further. Your body would actually be able to do something with water, a little bit that it had. But, you know, we're not there at all, but I'm just kind of suggesting that. So I need to know kind of what's going on. You send emails, you know, I cannot read probably more than three sentences. That's it. And if it's any longer than that, when I look at it, I cannot read it. I just close the email on and go to the next one because it's too long. It's kind of like, even though it may look good, it's, you know, to you, it's just, in a sense, not sounding too harsh, but it's kind of like wasting my time to read all these words. I need just bullet points, headlines. So that's all that I go for. Plus, you know, I don't live in time. I live out of time. And I have to come into time, and that gets to be more difficult getting all these keywords that I have to read and stuff. It's not worth it to me. And I choose normally not to do that, to read anything that's real lengthy. So, three sentences, headlines, and or a link or something, and then that's all that I need to get my input. So back to you.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, Ron, because often we do receive very lengthy email messages, and so you've shared the key on a better way to communicate with you. So that can be done through the fast chat feedback form on the CLS chat site, or it can be through clsquestions@yahoo.com. Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. If you have anything personal that you would like Ron to read, and he just gave you a tip on how to communicate so that he can read and respond to your email. Okay. Well, we have an email regarding, let's see, I'm just going to say it's a very current, popular kind of animated movie, and there's songs that are very popular right now also, and this listener said, I wanted to let you know that now that I'm in the light and I'm reading musical lyrics of this movie, and it's supposed to be for kids, it says, for the first time in forever, the window is open. It also talks about there will be light for the first time in forever, and don't let them in, as in people should still not listen to true light. I went through the musical group Genesis, and what I read of their songs floored me. I just discerned everything as it was written. It talks of everything from reincarnation to the prison. And let's see, for the prison planet, how the mind energy is rampant here, how we lost our light, and how clueless we are on how to find it, how aliens come and feast on us, timelines, reincarnation, everything. I thank you, Ron, so much, again, for I am more than blessed to get out. So this person is using that information kind of as a learning tool, too. And we've talked about movies, and we've talked about songs, lyrics, and now they're still targeting kids. Ron, do you feel like part of this song was talking about a real light, the real light, or...
Oh, was it a, you said Genesis, so is it Phil Collins?
No. Oh, excuse me. Who? I was thinking that was a website. It is a musical group. I didn't mean to say that. That's a second one. The first one was a current movie geared towards children, and the second one, I guess it was the Genesis.
Yeah, well, people are trying to bring things out, you know, and all they have is the way they can communicate. So not everybody can be an actor or actress, you know, and then they have a script to follow. So, you know, the artists that do, that are out there in the music industry, you know, I'm sure they're, when they bring a song out, if it tends to block the powers to be here, and the ones in control, I imagine that they may not be too popular off and on. So, yeah, you know, they're trying to get their message out. And, you know, you have to realize that they're at risk of losing their income by talking too much.
Mm.
So, you know, there are things out there to kind of wake people up. But, again, you know, the mind control here is so strong. It's really nice that person actually would be able to, understand that and see it. That's great. And just the awareness, you know, the more you're in the now, the more you can hold spirit energy, so the better off you are. But being in the now, you may not even understand what's happening because you're not going to get any information. So it's it's not an easy thing to do to be in the now, but once you get in the now more, then you know that you can step into darkness, get your information, and come back into the now. So that's where you want to be. Instead of, like, stumbling upon, you know, the now and living in the darkness, you know, 99.9% of the time. So, anyway, there are things out there to try to jar people so they can kind of wake up. And that's very nice. Those people are, in a sense, who are saying things about the darkness are actually, in one sense, I won't say sabotaging their career, but that could be what happens on down the road if they get too well known, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the one female group, the Daisy Chicks, I think that's who they were, and they made some comment. And you really don't hear them anymore, you know?
Yep.
So,
Dixie
but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Dixie Chicks, yep. Well, yeah, that was a big...
Dixie Chicks, yeah. Okay.
Big
so,
issue.
Our
okay,
show is
well...
going to a close here. We got our weekend coming up, 4-hour Saturday. 8 hours, the start of the special calls that we have. So I guess I'll just say thank you, everybody. Blessings, and I turn it over to you, Cindy.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation. CreationLightship.com is Ron's website. Check out the events there and check out the CLS chat site when you have time. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, see you later. Bye, everyone.